Hello, and welcome to your meditation for finding confidence. Find a comfortable seated position. You can be lying down if that is more comfortable for you. Settling in and starting to bring awareness to your breath. Your feet flat on the floor. Sit bones comfortable and softened. On an inhale, close your eyes and straighten your spine. And on an exhale, softening the shoulders. Unfurrowing your brow. Softening the jawbones. Allowing the tongue to fall off the roof of the mouth. Settling in, a welcome to your practice. Now let's count to four on the inhale, and on the exhale, we're going to lengthen it to a count of six. Moving one hand on your stomach and one hand over your heart. Preparing as we inhale for four, three, two, one, and exhale, six, five, four, three, two, one, inhale, three, two, one, exhale, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, three, two, one. Exhale, six, five, four, three, two, one. Continuing at this pace for the next few moments. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Now letting go of the breath. And the next breath in, silently say, I. Then breathe out and silently say, am. The mantra here is, I am. This is to affirm that you simply are you. Your confidence comes from being a unique, breathing creation in and of yourself. Period. End of story. Continuing, inhale, I. Exhale, am. I am. I am. I am. I am. I am. Releasing the mantra, just returning to your original breath in and out through the nose. You are what you are, and no one can ever take that away from you. We all need reminders to connect back with our true selves, especially when we get triggered, which could be from anything, including your last single friend getting married, a social media post of a fancy retreat you can't afford, or your colleague getting promoted instead of you. Could also be a poor reaction, being a bad friend in the moment, yelling at your kids, comparing yourself to others, whatever it might be, always returning back to the I am mantra. It can be a great challenge to remember that your confidence must come from within yourself, especially in today's world, where others' journeys are constantly put right in front of your face with technology. Even though it's easy to compare yourself to others, you have to stop comparing yourself to others. Keep calling in your attention. Remember that your outer world will change to match your inner world, and it's going to be so incredibly powerful for you when it starts to happen. You don't have to acquire anything. You have it already. The gold of the soul is right there within you, covered with the mud of delusion. All you have to do is scrape off that mud. We're going to end with a few affirmations. On an inhale, I will state an affirmation, and on your exhale, either repeating it aloud or internally. Inhale, I am confident. I am enough. I am exactly where I am meant to be right now. I love and accept myself in totality. I may make mistakes, but they do not define me. I learn from them and then I let them go. I love myself. Now, take a nice deep inhale. Open your mouth, let it go. The light and darkness in me sees and honors the light and darkness in you. Namaste. Here are a few journal prompt options. Ways to develop true confidence in your life. Practice positive affirmations a couple times a day, or sit and meditate and follow a confidence-boosting meditation like this one. You can also try a thought experiment. Imagine you bought a piano last year and then a full year passed. You never touched the keys. That's a year of nothing in terms of learning to play the piano. Now imagine you practice for 10 minutes a day, every day. You might not be a professional at the end of the year, but you would have clocked 3,650 minutes by the end of it. And guess what? That's over 2 full days of playing the piano. Now imagine what would happen if you practiced being confident or accepting and loving yourself every single day. How confident do you think that you would be? Make your morning meditation the most important part of your morning routine. As you go further along in your practice, it will no longer have to be a reminder because your body will just want to do it. Meditation can set the tone for the entire day, and it gives you the foundation of true confidence. It will shift the way you carry yourself in the world and interact with others. Do not worry if you feel restless during meditation, especially when you first start out. The more you keep making the effort, the more you will change and be surprised at how your life begins to change. Sometimes when you are so close to something, it's hard to see little changes. Like when other people comment on how much taller your kid is. You might not notice it because you see him every day, but others do. Catch yourself comparing. Anytime you start to compare yourself to another, say to yourself, "There I go again, comparing, not today." redirect yourself back to center, take some deep breaths, remind yourself that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Take a few deep breaths and let the feelings pass. No big deal. Things come up and things can just as easily fade away. Be happy for others and remind yourself that everyone's path is unfolding in its own way, and know that your good is coming to you too. Lastly, center yourself before going into social situations. Try meditating and connecting to your true self before you go into situations that are challenging for you or inspire you to slip back into comparison mode. This can allow you to go into a party or a situation feeling confident and sure of yourself, rather than spending that time second-guessing your interactions with others. And remember that you are a beautiful soul and worth getting to know. Namaste.